We have four tools to land your next job. Intro to Power Platform from Brian Dang. Yep. We also got my first Power App from Joe Camp coming up at 9:30, which is just in about a half hour from now. An hour from now, we got building your first Power App from scratch. So now that these folks built you up, now these other folks are going to come in and be like, here you go.
And here's how you do it.
Yeah. So are we ready with them? Okay. So let's go to them right now. Brian Dang.
Four tools. Mr. Dang himself.
Your next job.
Hello, Mr. Dang.
Hello, Twitchlings. So far, you've heard from the stories from Keith Watling and Lauren Taylor. In this session, we'll be actually getting our feet wet in using the Power Platform. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have been so excited about this event since Donna invited me to say that she was doing an event about these career switchers. I'm a two-time career switcher. I was a photographer coming out of college. Then I studied to be a teacher. One thing led to another, this wonderful thing called Power Apps, Power Automate. Learning these skills has brought me to where I am today. I'll be sharing more about this in next week's event, the Power Platform Community Conference. But for today, I want to help you start your journey just the same way that I did. You can find today's deck at aka.ms/startdevchange/MrDang. Let's get into today's scenario. Now, instead of just telling you, this is what the platform does. Let's do some projects, some project-based learning. Just like I would do with my students, today you're my students, we'll do some high-quality learning. Our scenario is going to be about finding that next job or gaining these skills so that you can earn that next promotion, or simply just improving yourselves by learning these skills. So let's start with Power BI. This is a tool for visualizing data. We are going to look at all the jobs in the United States of America for this particular scenario. We're going to find what jobs are in demand and what jobs are at an income level higher than what we're doing right now. You can get the instructions to this tutorial at aka.ms/sdc/MrDang/PowerBI. All the links for today will be inside the deck if you want to follow that as well. Let's go over to my other screen where we're going to be doing this learning. I am going to be doing all of these tutorials right inside Microsoft Teams. Anybody who has Microsoft Teams will have access to these tools in Power Platform. So the first thing that I'll do is add Power BI to Teams. Click the ellipsis on the left-hand navigation. I search for Power BI. I select Power BI. Now, if I've not added it yet, I'll click Add. Unlike the other parts of the platform, Power BI can be edited from desktop software, Power BI Desktop. So once this loads, I'm going to install the Power BI Desktop Editor. I can find it by clicking How to Create Reports, scrolling down to Download Desktop. This will take me to the Microsoft Store, and I can install it if it's not already installed. I have already gotten it installed, so I've gotten it opened up here. Now, the modern worker makes many decisions throughout their day. And so learning how to back up those decisions with data is much more effective than just using gut instinct. That's why this skill is valuable. We need some data though. So what I'm gonna do is open up my web browser to a link that's inside the tutorial, aka.ms/sdc/MrDang/PowerBI/data. I've prepared this the set of data for you, which is an Excel file. When inside your organization, you may hold your data in many different locations. For the sake of this demo, we're keeping it simple and using this Excel file. Once it's downloaded, I'm gonna hop over to Power BI. And the first thing I always do in Power BI, bring in my data. I click import from Excel. I select the file from the browser. And Power BI is gonna do some thinking. It wants to show me a preview of what that table is. So I'll give you a peek at what we're working with all this jobs data. And our goal is to find out what's in high demand. So let's take a look. It will show all the tables in this file. Now this data is from 2019. It's very different in 2020, with jobs are in demand. So your homework today is to find out data from 2020 for your locale. There are three columns in this data. We got occupation, total employees, median income. I'll click load. And we want to show this in an effective way, not just to put some charts onto a canvas, but to actually make decisions on it. Power BI is going to do some thinking and bring in that data in a way that I could interact with it. And one of my favorite features that I'm going to be showing today is how you could use plain language to just show, to get it to do what you want it to do. So the first thing I'll do is double click anywhere on the canvas, and it pulls up an experience called Q&A. I can just type in what I want it to do without needing to know how to use this thing at all, without needing to know anything about Power BI. So I'll type in, show a table of occupations, comma, I also want employees, comma, income, and income. I'm just using plain language here. And right away, you can see it's highlighting the things that it's making guesses as to what I'm trying to create, and it just made it right then and there. Now, I'm going to convert this to a standard visual so that I can interact with it in more meaningful ways now that I've got what I wanted. Some people who use Power BI for the longest time may not even know about this feature, so it's amazing. Now, this is too much information for me. I want to pare it down a little bit, so I can use what's called a slicer. I click this slicer, and it lets me filter the data to show just what I want. I want to show the income range and pick only, show me only the jobs of the income ranges higher than what I'm already making. So I bring in the median income field, and it knows right away, this is the minimum and maximum income in all these jobs, right? I could select it and say I was a teacher making $50,000 a year. I only want to see the jobs at that level. You can see the table refreshes. I could even sort this table by clicking on the column name. And if I click it once, it'll sort it ascending. If I click it again, it'll sort it descending. That's great, but I'm still not at a level where I can make a decision yet. So what I could do is change this visual in a more meaningful way. I could change it to a scatter chart. And Power BI is going to try to guess at where I want those fields to be. I want my x-axis to be the income, and I want it to plot the y-axis to the total employees. And then I want the details of the job to be in the tooltip. So what do we have here? Give it a second. This is great. Now I can see jobs on the far right have higher income. Jobs at the top are in high demand. So I'm looking at some of these dots. Look at this one right here. Management. What else is over here? Computer and mathematical occupations. Now I can do something with this data. So this project is inside that link, and this is what the finished product could look like for you. So make those data-driven decisions in whatever job that you're doing. Let's go to our next part of the Power Platform, Power Automate. What we want to do is get notifications as job postings come in. Joe Camp and Homa Lamo are going to be showing us how we can see the volume of jobs that are coming in for the Power Platform. What I'm going to start by doing is adding Power Automate to Teams in the exact same way I did with Power BI. Click the ellipsis from the left navigation, search this time. I'm actually going to look for Flow, not Power Automate. This one has not changed names yet, but I'll click it. Click Add. And now I could create some automation, replace these repetitive things that I would normally do. So I'm going to click Flows at the top. And you can see I already have some of these, some of the automation, what I did in the demo. It's going to pull up a view where I could see all the different things that I've automated. I'm going to create a new flow that will take an RSS feed, and an RSS feed is just a subscription that you have. So you might be subscribed to blogs, YouTube channels. An RSS feed has a list of all the new things that have come out for that blog list or website. And we want to create a new automated flow. We'll call it Get Jobs. And we want the trigger to be an RSS. Anytime something new comes to that subscription, do this thing. We need a feed to give it. Now, I got my very first job from a website. And I think it's a great way to find jobs that are relevant to you. For this demo, I'll be using indeed.com. And we're going to search for some Power Platform jobs. I'm going to type in Power Platform, put it in quotes because I want those two words to be searched together. I'll clear out the where field because I might be able to work remotely, right? And I can actually do some additional wiring for this. I want remote work would be nice. I'll keep the other fields blank. But now at the top here, I have a nice URL that I could use as a feed. Just need to do a little tinkering. I'll change www to RSS, and then I'll change jobs to RSS. That's how I get an RSS feed from this particular website. I can bring that back into Power Automate, paste that in. Now I'm going to work on what do I want this flow to do as I automate it. There are many different ways to do notifications. My favorite way is not just to ping myself that something's happening. I like to take action on things that are coming in. So I'm going to select Microsoft Teams here. And what I want to do is pull up options. I select a choice of options. This is going to give me the option, allow me to set options. Am I interested in a job posting? Am I not interested? Let's put those in as options. Interested. And then I could add a new item. Not interested. I'm going to send this to myself as a recipient. I'm using a demo account here. So I'll select this. Now I could just use some plain text. Are you interested in this job? And then I could do things like putting in a link. This is the part I like about Power Automate. Every action that preceded the action that I'm working on right now, I could reference the information from it. So this, whenever a new job is posted, it has a title. And I could pull in that title from this thing called dynamic content. So over here, I could click the feed title, and whatever job title had come up, it puts it there. And then the job posting is the feed summary. And then the link for it is the primary feed link. It'll just know that information to pass it in. So I could complete that flow, and I could build it out even further. I'll show you the finished product for time. I might want it to nag me after 7 days. If I mark something as interested, can it remind me in 7 days? Did you apply for this job? Give me that nice reminder. So I could set a delay and send myself a notification. And you could automate so many things. You could even automate recordings using a new tool called Power Automate Desktop. But let's go on to the very next scenario. When I was studying to be a teacher, we were all about to graduate and we were all about to apply for jobs. So we decided to crowdsource interview questions. And we did this by going into a shared document and then just pasting in the questions that we had. It worked, but it was kind of messy. So now we have the right tools to be able to do this, right? You leave the interview room and you think to yourself, it would be great if I shared this interview question right then and there when I remember it. So you don't want to open up a document right there. You don't want to open up a shared spreadsheet. You want to pull it into an app that you can just input at your fingertips. And that's what we're going to do in this scenario. In the same way as the other tools, I click the ellipsis. And you guessed it, I type in Power Apps and I add that to Teams. This is a very new experience that we've only released just recently. Now, I'm going to create this app and crowdsource all these interview questions. I click Create an App when it loads up. These apps will live inside a team. So maybe I'm one of many different students about to graduate. I select a team that I'm collaborating with others on, and I click Create. This is going to take me into the Power Apps Studio. Now, if you've already worked in Power Apps, this new studio lives in Teams, and it's got a few different changes. But one of the biggest changes is you can use a really robust database to hold your tables. There are many things that Power Apps can do, including working with artificial intelligence, working with mixed reality, so many different things that it could do that I'm just not going to be able to show all today. In fact, you're not going to be able to learn every single thing there is to know about the platform today because it's grown so much since the very beginning. All right, so now I'm in the studio. I'm going to give this a name. I'll call it Question Bank as my app. And I want to create, I already have one named Question Bank. I'll call it Interview Question Bank and save it. Now, the first thing I'll do is I want to work with data. Putting data in appropriate locations is a very important part of any kind of work. Let's create a new table. I'm going to call this question. And by default, it will have a plural name for it. I'll click create. I will create a table with two columns. The first column, I'm going to change this default column to be where I put in my question. At the top, I select the column. And then I change this name to question. Question has a type of text. It's a text kind of column. And questions can be kind of long, so I'll change the maximum length to about 500 characters. I could create all different kinds of columns. The next column I'm also going to be making as a text column. But you can see here I could do a URL, an email, number, decimal, lookup. There's a whole bunch. I'll call this answer. And I want to type a pretty long answer sometimes, so I'll make this 4,000 characters long. I have my two columns. Now I'm ready to finish out my app. I click the X at the top right, and Power Apps is going to insert that table into the gallery that's on the left-hand side. It's going to insert it into the form. And it guessed that I wanted these two fields, the question field and the answer field. But this is not really conducive to how I want to lay out my question and answer, right? I want more space. So over here on the right side of the screen, I'll change it so that only one column is showing for each row. And I want a lot more space to type in those questions so I can go to the edit fields And they could change what kind of field is that. Now for question, instead of having a single line of text, I might want it to have multiple lines of text. Right? You have these kind of questions that may be longer than others. And then for answer, I might want that to be rich text. You might want to bold and format underlined, right? And this is happening because I needed to change. I have the table name as the same as the question. So I'll change that to question. So now I have a working app where I could just input my questions into this bank as I go along. So this is a working app, and now I can effectively get a lot more practice on scenarios. What would I do in this scenario as a teacher, right? The final scenario for today in our learning is going to be Power Virtual Agents. What if I want to do things without needing to have too much of an interface? Just ask some basic questions. It would be great if other people inside my organization can learn about me. And I think it would be even cooler if a recruiter could learn about you without even needing to interview you, right? One thing they would know about you for sure is you know how to build a bot. So let's get into the final piece of the Power Platform introduction that I'm showing you today. Same way that I work with Power Platform, I add Power Virtual Agents by clicking the ellipsis on the left navigation. I select it, and now I can add it to Teams. This is an amazing tool because you could automatically answer people's questions that you just find yourself repeating over and over. Let's get started by clicking Start Now. I could create a new bot. Now for our purposes, I'm going to use an existing one, but let me show you the experience. I select a team where I want this bot to live. I click continue. Then over on the next screen, it's going to give me the opportunity to name this bot and pick what language I want it to work in. I have a finished bot right now. So I'll go ahead and pull up my Ask Me Anything bot, my AMA bot. I'll show you how to create one question, and then I'll show you how to do this at bulk. So I go to all the different topics that I want to train this bot on. And I'm going to give this bot a question, right? If somebody wants to learn more about me. Well, I might ask a question like strengths. Common question. Spelling is not one of them. I'll ask the question here. What are your strengths, right? That's a common question that a recruiter might ask, but they might ask it in so many different ways. They might say, what are you good at? What are you skilled at? And the more ways that I ask it, the better this bot is going to perform. And when I'm ready, I'll save the topic, and then I'll go to the authoring canvas where I can put in my actual answer. So here I go, I click go to authoring canvas, and it looks just like Power Automate, right? Things will trigger this at the top, it'll kick this off, and I could put something like, I am good at photography, making apps, and whistling. I like to whistle. Now over here on the side, I'm going to save my bot. I can test it out live, right? I can type in, I don't even have to type in the full question, right? I could just type in something like strength. And it's going to pull up an answer. I prepared this previous answer, so it pulled that one up. Now I'm going to show you one more thing before we close here. So I click chatbots and I go to bots. Wouldn't it be great if I didn't have to build each of those questions one by one? What if I could do it at bulk? Well, I have this amazing feature where I could copy a URL to a publicly hosted website or a document And then it'll just pull in all of those questions, all the corresponding answers. So I click suggest topics, and this is amazing. I paste it in. Now I've already queued this up. It just brings in those suggested topics and did like 75 or 80% of the work for me. I just need to prepare all the different ways to ask those questions. So we're at time right now, and I want to show you, answer all the questions that you may have had on the Twitch channel. So I'll be on Twitch after this. Be sure to complete the Cloud Skills Challenge. You've got some time before next month to complete that. And start your journey on the Power Platform at aka.ms/sdcpowerplat. So I'm looking forward to seeing you be able to land your job and tell me all about it on Twitter at Mr. Dang. See you there. Thank you for joining me today.